Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root's on fire. America is on fire. You know, I developed that tagline over the last year, the Root's on fire. I think I've only been doing it for about a year, but boy, is the timing good. Because the country's on fire, I'm on fire, the show's on fire, the Democrat Party's on fire, your hair's on fire. It's insanity out there. It really is insanity. Let me give an example, a great example. So Biden just reversed Trump and permits the number one goal of Vladimir Putin, and he says it's okay for a new Russian natural gas pipeline to be built to go to Germany so they could supply all the natural gas to Germany. This comes at the same time that Biden is saying no to American pipelines, no to the Keystone pipeline, no to several other pipelines in the United States. At the same time, we got gas shortages. At the same time, we have, I mentioned on this show a few days ago, $7 a gallon gas at one station in Virginia. But I've heard since then that it's $9 gas in Washington, D.C. at the few stations that are open. And as recently as literally today, there's almost no gas stations with gas in Washington, D.C. So $9 a gallon gas at a few select stations, in a few select places. So we have no gas, we have record prices for gas that no middle-class person can afford, all because Biden is declaring war on energy and doesn't want any pipelines, but he allows Putin to have the pipeline that he wants, which, by the way, puts him in competition with the United States. So Germany doesn't need any of our gas anymore. They've got Russia's gas. If you don't believe that Biden is doing the bidding of the Chinese Communist Party to wreck America, and now the bidding of Putin as well. Remember when he made fun of Trump? Trump was too close to Putin, and the Democrats said Russian collusion, and Trump was in bed with Ukraine, and Trump was in bed with Russia. Who's in bed with Russia now? He allows Russian pipelines, but not American pipelines. An amazing story. An amazing story I wanted to lead off the show with. Another amazing story. Biden urges significant de-escalation by today in Gaza, in a call with Benjamin Netanyahu, the Prime Minister of Israel. So let me translate for you. It's today. I demand it. It's significant de-escalation. I want to see it happen today or else. And Netanyahu told him to go F yourself. We're going to bomb them, and we're going to take them out, and we're going to kill their commanders, and we're going to kill terrorists whenever and wherever we want. Can you imagine a president of the United States giving orders to Israel and telling them to de-escalate at the moment they've got the enemy on the run? Because the Democrat Party is owned by Communist China, the Mexican drug cartel, and Middle East radical Islamic extremists and terrorists. That's who supports this party. That's who puts up money for this party. That's who's giving, in my opinion, offshore bribes to major Democrats. Those are the three groups. Those are the three groups that had the most to benefit if Biden won the election, and they have really benefited. This is the best thing that ever happened to the Mexican drug cartels, and it's the best thing that ever happened to the Chinese Communist Party, and it's the best thing that ever happened to Middle East Muslim radical interests who hate Israel. It's the best thing that ever happened to Iran, who wants nuclear capability. So you don't think there's payoffs involved? You don't think John Kerry's collecting all the loot and he's handing it out to all the Democrats all the way down the line? You don't think John Kerry picked up $1 billion in the Iran deal and he's handing it out, parceling it out to every important Democrat family? The Biden family, the Clinton family, the Obama family? the Nancy Pelosi family, the Chuck Schumer family. It's like being in a bakery and grabbing a ticket. Number eight, number eight, number nine. He's giving out the money. He's giving out the goods to every one of those families, as sure as I'm standing here. Remember, this is an opinion show, and that's Wayne Root's opinion. I didn't say I could prove it. I said I know it. I know it in every fiber of my body. I know it in every capillary of my body, every vein of my body, and in my gut. Democrat Party is bought by the Mexican drug cartel, bought and owned by the Mexican drug cartel, the Chinese Communist Party, who's looking for the destruction of this country and counting on Biden to deliver, and an Islamic extremist terrorist elements in the Middle East. And so Biden's against Israel. What would Trump have said? I mean, is there anybody that could doubt what Trump would have said? Trump would have called up Netanyahu and said, bomb them to hell. What help do you need? The United States is with you 110%. Send them back to the Dark Ages. Take out the whole Gaza Strip. Do whatever you got to do. Kill them all. Kill them all. Remember that movie with Jamie Foxx about the Middle East? I can't remember the name of it, but it was about a bombing. And Americans were killed in Saudi Arabia, the kingdom. Thank you, Chris. The kingdom. And it was really an intense movie, one of my favorite movies of all time. And in the end, he made a promise, and he whispered in the ear of a gal who was with our security forces, and one of her best friends was killed in that bombing, that terrorist bombing of American interests in Saudi Arabia. And he whispered in her ear, and then you go through the whole movie, and then the very end of the movie, someone says, by the way, when you whispered to her, what did you say? And Jamie Foxx says, I said we're going to kill them all. And that's what Trump would have said to Netanyahu. They're terrorists. They're murderers. They kill Jews, women, children, families, innocent people. Kill them all. Wipe them out. What does Biden say? Stop. Stop. You're hurting them. You're hurting the terrorists. You're hurting the killers. Once again, proof that the Democrat Party is owned and the Biden family is owned by people whose interests do not align with America or America's allies. And Israel told him to go F himself. I hope he used those words. I really do. I would love to see someone tell Biden to go F himself. I'd love to see his reaction. And this has to be the biggest news story of the day. Has to be the biggest, and it won't be anywhere in any mainstream publication or media. But it was at Zero Hedge, which is my favorite business site, that tells you all the raw truth you ever need. And it was a video of a Communist Party professor in China, Chinese Communist Party professor with close ties to the Chinese Communist government, declaring that the U.S. was defeated in a biological war with China in 2020 and putting America back in its place. Now, I'm telling you, I felt this way from the first day. From the very first day, this was not a germ. This was not a normal pandemic. This was released by China at the exact moment that Trump had won the trade war and had China on its heels. And China, which many, you know, forecast to surpass America's economy in the very near future, like in the next 10 years, they'd become the number one power in the world, economic power, over America in the next 10 years. China was losing so badly to Trump, they were set back decades. We were going to remain number one. And all of a sudden, this pandemic comes out of nowhere. And yes, it probably killed who knows how many million Chinese. Because I was the first one to report in January and February that the pandemic in China was far worse than being reported. And incinerators were burning bodies all day and night. And I'd seen the videos of Chinese doctors screaming that, you know, we're all dying. This is terrible. Oh, my God. It's incredible. And China was just saying like 6,000 people are dead. And at that time, there were experts who felt it may have been in the hundreds of thousands. By now, it may be in the millions. So you use that as an excuse if you're liberal and you say, well, China didn't do it on purpose. Millions of their people were killed. Certainly hundreds of thousands of their people were killed. No, China doesn't care. They have 1.6 billion mouths to feed, and they can't feed them. They all starve every day anyway. So China couldn't care less if you killed off 30 million, 40 million, 100 million. That's a walk in the park. That's a good start. When you have 1.6 billion starving people all ready to overthrow your government because you can't eat at night, their bellies are empty, that's only a start to kill 30 million of them. You could kill 300 million and nobody would notice. These are not nice people. These are vicious people. By the way, when you hear about killing 300 million, and you wouldn't notice when I make that statement, you do realize 300 million is the population of the United States, 330 million. I think it's 331 million. So you could wipe out the entire United States in China and nobody would notice because there's 1.6 billion people. So they were willing to sacrifice who knows how many millions of Chinese dead to send a virus our way that they knew the Western world could not comprehend. We would never do what they did, which is shut everyone down and in some cases literally put, you know, wood or metal over your door and nail it shut. Nail you in your house because you have COVID and put a scarlet letter outside your house. And then incinerate your body. Let them pile up by the thousands and incinerate them. China doesn't care. So I've always felt they sent it our way, one way or the other. I can't prove it, so I can't say for sure they did it, but it seemed like, to me, it was a purposeful attack upon America from the first day. And I was shocked that Trump never said it. Shocked. It seemed to me from the first day the Chinese military unleashed a biological weapon, and here's a Chinese communist professor with close ties to the Chinese communist government saying they defeated the United States in 2020 in a biological war with China, and put America back in its place. At the very least, it got out by mistake, but it was in a biowarfare lab in Wuhan. Got out by mistake, and then they knew that millions of Chinese were going to die. Certainly millions were going to get sick, and hundreds of thousands were going to die. And they said, well, you know, as long as we've got this opportunity now, what does Rahm Emanuel say? Never let opportunity go to waste. Let's allow all these people that are sick to get on airplanes and come to America and Europe and get everybody sick so that we don't fall decades behind economically. Let's knock them out, too. That's the best case scenario, what happened. The worst case is this was planned from day one and a biological attack on the Western world to knock us out and give an edge to China.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback. Playing professional football for 11 years, beat my body up pretty bad. I've had so many surgeries on my neck, back, and shoulders, and knees, I've just learned to live with constant discomfort. I tried so many products, some worked for a little while, but nothing gave me total relief until one day, a golfing buddy introduced me to SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. I used their CBD Muscle Ease, rubbed it on my hands and neck, and wow, what did it do for me? I immediately began using their other products, and I have golfed pain-free for the first time in many years. I've reached out to Sons of Liberty CBD and visited their operation from farm to factory. Folks, this team walks the walk. Their motto is, for vets, by vets. I shared the product with my friend Wayne Allen Root, and now he's a fan of SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. Wayne's fans will receive a 15% discount using code WAR15 at checkout. I've told all my NFL buddies about SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and now I'm telling you, go to SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. When it works for you, like it did for me, we both win.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Awesome and amazing day. Men, John Jubilee with Energized Health, and I want to just talk to you man-to-man for a moment. One-third of men 50 and over suffer with high blood pressure. That high blood pressure medication has a horrible side effect, worse than death, erectile dysfunction. And it's brutal, but let's just talk about it medically. We have had thousands of people completely reverse diabetes, high blood pressure, irritable bowel syndrome, yes, and ED, raise their testosterone 500 points naturally through the breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. Men, if you're intelligent, you're skeptical. I want you to be skeptical. But go log on to our website, energizehealth.com. Click that red button. Watch a masterclass. And then watch thousands of men just like you who reversed every single issue that I just mentioned. I don't make a claim. My clients make a claim. energizehealth.com.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Raw and unfiltered.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Now, more with war.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, Chris O'Sullivan thinks I'm grumpy. Thinks I'm a grumpy old white man. Wasn't there a movie called Grumpy Old White Man? Something like that. Or just Grumpy Old Man. Was it Grumpy Old White Man?
No, you're right. It was Grumpy Old Men. Walter Matthau and Jack Lemmon.
Was there also a movie called No Country for White Men or Old White Men, something like that?
No, but I'm sure you'll write a column about it any day now.
Well, it is. It is a perfect column title for me. No Country for White Men, not Old White Men, just White Men.
Or for white journalists, apparently.
Joe Rogan is probably the single most listened to podcaster in the world. And Joe Rogan said yesterday, pretty soon white men aren't going to be allowed to speak or leave their homes. And I agree with him. It's heading for that. There is a hatred of white people like you can't believe. I'll get to the story of Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot in just a minute. It's just incredible how this can happen in America. It's like Nazi Germany. It's 1938 again. Oh, and by the way, it really is 1938. I've been saying this for months. I've actually been using that phrase, but I just saw an article. I forgot. Forget about Lori Lightfoot. I got a better article that proves it's 1938. Lori Lightfoot won't speak to white journalists. Can you imagine? But 1938 wasn't about white. It was about Jews, right? And so in Biden's America in 2021, roving bands of Palestinians attacked Jews in an Orthodox neighborhood in Los Angeles last night. Not in Israel, not in Palestine, in Los Angeles last night. Jews were attacked in America by roving bands of Palestinians. If this isn't signs of 1938, I don't know what is. And this is not like talk. Oh, my God. You should see the videos. Videos posted online show bands of Palestinians attacking Jews in Los Angeles. First, the Palestinians are seen driving in a caravan down a street known for having strong Jewish presence. I know the neighborhood. Heckling Jewish Iranian Americans having dinner outside at restaurant sidewalk tables. Other videos show a mob of Palestinians on a foot attacking Jewish diners. The Palestinians, listen to this, in America, in Los Angeles, they went table to table and demanded to know who is Jewish and attacked two men who bravely said they were Jewish. One more video shows an Orthodox Jew on foot, running for his life, being chased by two carloads of Palestinians. This went on in Los Angeles on La Cienega last night. I know the neighborhood well. I used to live there. I used to live in the Hollywood Hills right above La Cienega. A group of Jews jumped at Sushi Fumi on La Cienega last night while eating outside. Incredible. Just incredible. This is the United States of America. Here's an article tonight. A tweet. Tonight, pro-Palestinian individuals were driving with megaphones around L.A. In the La Cienega and Beverly neighborhood, a heavily Jewish area in Los Angeles, and threw objects at Jews eating outside at restaurants. Some Jews threw things back. The pro-Palestinian group came to the sidewalk to fight, and reportedly the drivers were yelling, F you Jews. You can see the pro-Palestinian group in a video attacking two people on the sidewalk. In this video, and one of them fights back, a victim is hospitalized. Reportedly, the victims were Iranian-American Jews. Important video report by someone at the scene. And they were going around asking, who is Jewish? The victims are apparently an Iranian Jewish American along with an Armenian Lebanese individual who came to their defense. I've always said, Jews will never, sadly, Jews do not get along, cannot get along with people who want to kill us, drive us to the sea, murder us in Israel, in the Middle East. But it's obviously true in America, too. But some of my favorite people in the world are Lebanese people. You show me like a Lebanese Christian or an Armenian Christian, they're the same as Jews. They're the same people as us. I'm a Jew, incidentally, if you haven't gotten that yet. Very similar people. Nice people. I love Lebanese Christians. One of my best friends in the world. My whole life was a Lebanese Christian. He died of a massive heart attack about 3 years ago. Very sad that he's not around anymore. What a great guy he was. And when I needed him, and I had a business, and the business literally was days away from going out of business, and I needed a quick $250,000, and he wired me the money overnight. That's a friend. My great friend George, that's a friend. And he died of a massive heart attack a couple of years ago. But he was Lebanese-American. And they remind me of Jews, hard-working people, good people. There's not a lazy Lebanese Christian in the world. Just like Jews, hard-working people, work ethic. They don't make money by mistake or by coincidence. They deserve it and they earn it. Some groups don't. Everyone is not equal. It's a lie. Some groups are lazy. Some groups are work ethic strong. Just a fact of life. Unbelievable. They show an Orthodox Jew being chased by two cars from a pro-Palestinian caravan in Los Angeles. Not in Israel. Not in the middle of some, you know, godforsaken Muslim country. In Los Angeles. This is America under Joe Biden, Ilhan Omar, Rashida Tlaib, and the squad. This is what's going on as they try to stop, block an arms sale to Israel. And as Biden tries to stop Israel from hitting back hard against Hamas, who's lobbing missiles at innocent civilians.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Former President Trump isn't happy about the New York probe into his organization. He's calling it a corrupt investigation and a desperate search for a crime. Trump saying Democrats, quote, failed to stop me in Washington, so they turned it over to New York to do their dirty work, close quote. The United States Coast Guard is seizing a massive supply of illegal drugs off the coast of San Diego. Coast Guard cutters active Steadfast and Tacoma hauling in 11,500 pounds of cocaine today. It had an estimated street value of $220 million. The major markets are starting to recover after a wild trading session. The Dow had fluctuated between being down 100 and 600 points throughout the day. At the close, the Dow down 164 points to finish at 33,896. USA Radio News.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's Safe Air Network.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's Shop, S-H-O-P, Super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's ShopSuperTea.com at 818-984-6100.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn-Root, otherwise known as the Warrior, Revive Healthcare, is the sponsor of this segment of the show. It's perfect for independent contractors, gig workers, and small business owners. What you need is flexibility, portability, affordability, and ease of access. Say that fast five times. You also need convenient care that you can get anywhere. I'm a poet and I didn't know it. I rhyme. Convenient care that you can get anywhere. That's what Revive is. Affordable, flexible, portable, fast, simple, healthcare anywhere. Revive treats you like you are the CEO of your own Fortune 500 company. Usually you can only get access to a product like this if you work for a big company with thousands of employees. The cost is, get this, only $59 a month to join. There are no copays. Let me repeat that. There are no copays. You also save hundreds of dollars on medications, and there's no waiting for a doctor's visit. You can meet with a high-quality telemedicine doctor or medical professional quickly and from the comfort of your home. Sign up today at revive-healthcare.com, revive-healthcare.com. You got to put that dash in there. Their team is standing by 24/7 to answer your questions. Revive-healthcare.com, only $59 a month to join. I'm trying to reduce their price by $10. Look at me. Only $59 a month to join. Revive-healthcare.com. Cheryl Chumley is with us. She is the online opinion editor for the Washington Times. She's with us regularly. She's the author of Socialists Don't Sleep, Christians Must Rise or America Will Fall. Cheryl, can I say this strongly enough? Socialists don't sleep and Christians aren't rising and America is falling. It's pretty clear to me. You know, it's pretty clear. Nobody's rising. And, look, it seems to me like we're headed for civil war, but I have no faith there's anybody in America that's ready to take up arms, run in the street and shoot people. And nor do I want that to happen. So I don't know how we're going to stop. If that's not going to happen, and I don't want it to happen, I don't know how we're peacefully going to stop what's happening, which is a total, forget about socialist, a total communist takeover of the United States of America, including, you know, I don't know if you happen to be listening to my show in the last segment, I doubt it, whether you're on hold listening, in Los Angeles, Palestinians drove through the streets of Los Angeles and taunted Jews and screamed F Jews and then got out of their car at restaurants and said, who's Jewish? And whoever said yes, they tried to hurt them, punch them in the face, fights, people, Jews taken to the hospital. This went on in Los Angeles, not in the Middle East, last night in Los Angeles on La Cienega Boulevard. It seems to me this is 1938 all over again.
Yeah, the loons have taken over, and, you know, it all goes back to the leadership. It all goes back to the weakness in this White House. And, you know, this is why the Mideast is in turmoil right now, exploding, because Joe Biden is feckless, and he is emboldening the radical elements in the Mideast, and he's emboldening the same types here in America. When you have the squad on Capitol Hill basically pressing Joe Biden to be weak on Israel policy and weak on supporting Jewish causes and the Jewish nation, this is what happens. And really, we shouldn't be surprised. I'm sure you aren't.
No, I'm not surprised at all. I always predicted that if Biden won, you know, he would not be president of the United States. He's just a front man. You know, he's just a figurehead. And I really believe Obama, this is the third term of Obama, and Obama's the president. And I don't believe he's calling the shots. I believe he's just an order taker. I believe it's George Soros who runs our country now, and the Chinese Communist Party, and the Mexican drug cartels, and Valerie Jarrett, and Susan Rice, and a whole bunch of terrible people who don't have America's best interests in mind. A matter of fact, they hate America, very clearly. So I think that's what's going on in America today, is the people running America in the White House, you know, hate America and do not want us to succeed and want us to fail. And it's not Joe Biden. Now, Biden's a brain-dead zombie with dementia. He's not running anything anymore. Do you believe Biden is actually making the decisions that you hear announced on a daily basis?
No, he doesn't have the mental ability to do that. And this is really why the Democrats wanted him. He had name recognition and brand recognition. Brand recognition, but as far as his ability to lead and his strength in leadership, he had zero. And as you point out, it's even questionable whether he can think coherently at this point. And I think this is why the Democrats wanted him in the first place, so they can shove their far leftist communist ideals into America and pretend that it's all Joe Biden's presidential policies.
Did you see that Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot, one of my least favorite people in the world, said today that she's only going to talk to non-white reporters. Did you see that?
Yeah, it's the subject of my commentary that'll be coming out tomorrow in the Washington Times. What a racist. What a flaming racist. Can you imagine if Donald Trump said that?
Can't even imagine. Can't even imagine. What about the CDC literally every day drumming home the point that we've got to wear masks, even with vaccines, you must wear masks outdoors, let alone indoors, and then all of a sudden, no more masks at all if you're vaccinated. And it's funny because I see here in the notes for our interview, you and I think exactly alike. I wrote a column saying this is all about wag the dog to distract from Biden being the new Jimmy Carter and destroying our economy, destroying our energy industry, and just the country is a giant burning dumpster fire, and they're trying to distract it. So the way to distract is make everybody happy. No more masks! No more masks! It's not about science.
No, it's not, and I find that amusing that you and I wrote the same, essentially the same column without even
well,
knowing.
Great minds think alike.
I guess so. But look, you know, there's a lot of serious issues to consider here. It just shows how politicized that our supposedly scientific medical leaders in this country have become. It's about like the intel forces under Donald Trump. They're all politicized, too. Donald Trump brought out the deep state forces that were at play, and now under the coronavirus, we are seeing the deep state medical forces that are at play. It's crazy, and it just goes to show, it underscores the need for individual rights in this country, the need for us to all self-determine and choose our own medical and health decisions and histories, and make chart our own medical futures instead of waiting for the government to order us and tell us what to do.
You know, I can't believe how extreme the Democrats are. It's you know, I can believe it. As you said earlier in the interview, it's probably not a shock to you, Wayne. Look, I wrote about it, and still it's shocking to see how extreme they are. And look, if I were them, I would just leave Trump alone, right? Trump left Hillary Clinton alone, right? He could have gone after her. He should have, I think. But he made the decision to leave Hillary Clinton alone. All the rumors are Trump's about to be indicted any day, and they want to extradite him from Florida or wherever he is. He might be in New Jersey at that point. They want to extradite him to New York. So that must mean they want him in handcuffs. They want him in leg irons. This is the most insane stuff I've ever heard of in my entire life. When you consider, you know, Biden's son, Hunter, and what he's done, and what Bill Clinton did, and what Obama did, the lies and the fraud and everything else, the IRS lies and the IRS witch hunts. When you consider all the crimes of prior presidents, the one they're going to go after is the one who did such great things for America's economy, America's middle class, and don't forget, did not take a paycheck for 4 years. They want to put him in leg irons. I guess they want to put him on board that plane, I forgot what they call it, but it's just for criminals to extradite you to different states. This is Con Air. They're going to put Trump on Con Air like he's some sort of rapist or something. This is the sickest stuff I've ever heard of in my life.
Which just shows you how communist the left really has become. You know, this isn't the Democrat Party. This is an extension of the Chinese Communist Party, really. And
right.
What about loony Liz Cheney that she just drags up this fight against Donald Trump when she doesn't even have to? Here's a woman who hates Donald Trump so much that she wants to make sure that he has no political future and no further influence in the Republican Party. That's her mission now in life. And it just goes to show how elitist and arrogant our so-called elected, paid by the taxpayers leaders are on Capitol Hill. They care more for advancing their own personal ambitions than upholding things like, oh, I don't know, the Constitution.
Yeah, they don't even know what the Constitution is. They shredded it long ago. Very sad stuff. I mean, as a Jew, I feel like it's 1938. It's the beginnings of Nazi Germany. And it's not just Jews this time, although last night, I think what happened on La Cienega Boulevard in Los Angeles is proof that it is the Jews. But, you know, it's not safe to be white. It's not safe to be Jewish. It's not safe to be a religious Christian. It's not safe to be a Republican conservative. They're coming to get us. And anybody who doesn't see that is foolish. And anybody who doesn't think this is going to turn into something much worse is very weak and very delusional. And very foolish and really too trusting. You know, I'm a cynical guy. I know what's coming. I absolutely know what's coming. Bill Gates. Let's switch to Bill Gates in the time we have left, though. We're talking to Cheryl Chumley, opinion editor for the Washington Times, author of Socialists Don't Sleep. Bill Gates is the guy that tried to convince everybody that, you know, you're an idiot and you're a terrible, evil person if you don't take a vaccine. He's Mr. Vaccine Credibility, and yet now we've seen his credibility shattered. So, now, do you believe what he says about vaccines?
Well, I don't know why people were believing what he said about vaccines in the first place, because he had a definite vested interest in getting the entire world, man, woman, and children, to take the vaccines. He profited from it firsthand. He was the one that, you know, pushed the World Health Organization to declare a pandemic, and he's the one that started a decade ago a mission called the Decade of Vaccines to expand vaccines around the world. So, the conflict of interest is glaring.
It's really incredible, but I just, you know, nobody knew at the time when I, you know, wanted to debate him. I disagree with most of the vaccine information, but I'm not anti-vax, but I disagree on this vaccine. It's a highly experimental, risky vaccine. But even I didn't know his reputation, that he was one of Epstein's pals, and that he was as in Jeffrey Epstein, and that him and his wife were on the rocks, and that he had a clause in his marriage contract that he could have a vacation with his girlfriend every year, and that he's cheated with many people, including, it appears, maybe it appears, allegedly, a Chinese communist spy. This guy, Bill Gates, is bad news. Anyway, we got to run. Cheryl Chumley, always enjoy having you on. Online opinion editor, Washington Times, author of Socialists Don't Sleep. Cheryl, fight, baby, fight. Wayne Allen Root. Never in history has your wealth been in so much peril. The solution is called the Golden Rule. He with the gold rules. Gold and silver are down for the year. That's great news. You know the wisdom. Buy low, sell high. But gold won't be down for long. The U.S. dollar's weakening. We've got an unimaginable $28 trillion in debt. Add in $1.9 trillion in stimulus and trillions in infrastructure spending and tens of trillions in a Green New Deal. Gold and silver may be your only salvation. That's where Michael Rich and the Asset Strategies team comes in. They've been my go-to gold guys for 16 years. If you call ASI today, they will get you a 1 ounce gold maple leaf coin for about half the premium of virtually every other gold dealer. That's right, about 50% less than the standard premium, just $79 over gold while supplies last. Call Asset Strategies today at 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Tell them Moore sent you or go to assetstrategies.com. Buy gold and you'll keep what's yours. Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root for Revive Health. Revive is an inexpensive alternative or supplement to traditional health care. It's perfect for independent contractors, gig workers, and small business owners. What you need is flexibility, portability, affordability, and ease of access. You also need convenient care that you can get anywhere. That's what Revive is. Affordable, flexible, portable, fast, simple, health care anywhere. Revive treats you like you are the CEO of your own Fortune 500 company. Usually, you can only get access to a product like this if you work for a big company with thousands of employees. You'll have instant access to an online marketplace where you can literally save hundreds of dollars on things you need, and you don't have to pay higher rates for things you don't. The cost is, get this, only $59 a month to join. There are no copays. You'll also save hundreds of dollars on medications. There's no waiting. You don't need to waste time at doctor's offices. You can meet with high-quality telemedicine doctors or medical professionals quickly and from the comfort of your home. Sign up today at revive-healthcare.com. Revive-healthcare.com.
Did you hear that? That is the sound.
No, that is the sound of the wrecker. That is the sound of the tow truck.
That is the sound of your car stuck in the snow and the tow truck is on a...
You know what the tow truck is coming for? The tow truck
is coming for your wallet.
That's what it's coming for. I know.
That's what it's coming for. Listen, this is Billy Gerard here, Rockstar Radio.
I have the solution.
It is called Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER. Go there. TrackGrabber.com. Winter is coming. Do not let this sound be you.
Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER.
Go there. Get these. They are inexpensive. They will save you a fortune in the long run, and they will save you from getting stuck. Go to TrackGrabber.com. Log on. Get yourself a pair. Get a pair for the family. They're easy to install, and they will get you out of the mud, the snow, the sand. They will save you from the wrecker bills. Oh, my goodness. They will pay for themselves the first time you use the TrackGrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR saves 25%. That's TrackGrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR.
Raw and unfiltered. If you...
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as the Warrior. This segment of the show is sponsored by my War Raw podcast. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. And if, you know, if you're a Christian who just is, you know, just too nice of a person to ever use the F word, but you can live vicariously through others, you're going to love my podcast because I just drop F-bombs when it comes to Joe Biden and Barack Obama and the enemies of America. Let me tell you something. You know we won World War II? We won World War II because a bunch of uncouth, angry, militant generals like General George Patton and General Douglas MacArthur and General Eisenhower, they were nice guys. They guggled back their scotch and their hard booze, and they called terrible names of our enemies, and they said, we're going to kill them all. We're going to cut their heads off and kill them all. And then they dropped an atomic bomb on the Japanese. You know, it's nice to be nice. I'd love to be nice. But nice guys finish last. Nice guys don't protect their country. Nice guys don't win wars. And if you lose the war, you're all speaking German and you're under Hitler's command. Which means I wouldn't be here today because they would have killed all the Jews. So, you know, think about that for a minute. If you put nice guys in charge of America in World War II instead of SOBs like Patton and MacArthur and many like them. I mean, I can't think off the top of my head of so many names. But they were all SOBs, vicious, militant, testosterone-filled, angry men are meant to win wars. That's who wins wars. And so, you know, thank God for guys like that. Oh, by the way, did I forget to say they're all white men? Thank God for angry white men. I wrote the book, Angry White Male. Thank God for angry white men. Because, you know, they just happen to win everything. They even won the Civil War. You know, they Grant and Sherman were angry. He burned the whole South down. They burned everything to the ground to win that war. And before that, the generals for the North were too nice. Lee and Jeb Stuart and Stonewall Jackson were kicking the ass of every general Lincoln ever threw at them. And the North was losing badly until they got Grant, who was a drunk, and Sherman, who was the most vicious human being that ever lived, and burnt the South to the ground. That's how you win wars. The nice guys got their asses kicked, and America almost didn't survive. The Confederates could have won, in which case slavery would still be around today, maybe. Who knows? The guys who defeated slavery were angry white men leading an army. Angry white men founded America. Angry white men won the American Revolution angry white men won the War of 1812 with the British and the Indian Wars in the Wild West. Thank God for angry white men. They protected us. They made this the greatest country in world history. Thank God they won World War I, World War II. Thank God there's some good angry white men out there. And I'm sure there would have been some good angry black men running things if in those days they were in charge. It's fine. I couldn't care less if you're white or black, as long as you have testosterone coursing through your blood. I'm sorry, but we're never going to win a war with transsexuals in the trenches. Good luck. In the foxholes. Good luck. What a joke. I mean, here's a good example. Oh, let me mention, I still got to finish the ad I was starting to do. I went off on a tangent there. The War Raw podcast, 7 days a week. Anyone appreciates God, guns, gold, to X-Cuts, and Trump will appreciate and stand up and cheer. Standing ovation for War Raw. The most controversial stories of each day and the controversial stories of each week. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. Available to download at iTunes, Spotify, Apple, iHeart, Amazon, wherever you listen to podcasts. What did you give me a new one yesterday? Google Play? Chris, I think you said Google Play. Amazon, Google Play. All of those places have War Raw by Wayne Allyroot. Go check it out. You think Joe Rogan is raw? Try Wayne Allyroot. And I just wanted to read you this article. Woke ad for U.S. Army focuses on LGBTQ issues, lesbian mothers, while Russia focuses on recruiting manly men. Can I tell you something? America doesn't even have a chance anymore. Russia will roll over us like Stalin. It's a joke. Oh, yeah, lesbians are going to lead the battle for America. Lesbian mothers. How about pregnant lesbians? How about men who identify as lesbians? Oh, good luck. They're going to win against rough, macho, masculine Russian killers. Yeah. The Marxist left, the woke Marxist left, has set their sights on destroying the last truly patriotic institution in America, the U.S. military. And Biden's handlers aren't wasting any time. A few weeks ago, the CIA turned heads, and I told you about this, and disgusted seasoned veterans and retirees alike, as in vets alike, when it unveiled a recruitment ad featuring a 36-year-old Latina agent who described herself as intersectional cisgender millennial that has been diagnosed with generalized anxiety disorder. Wow. At one point in the video, the agent says she used to struggle with imposter syndrome. However, now she won't internalize misguided patriarchal ideas of what a woman can or should be. This was a recruitment ad for the Central Intelligence Agency. No, what it is a recruitment ad for mental illness, for putting people into places with rubber walls and putting straitjackets on them while mommy kisses them and says, shh, shh, it's gonna be okay, baby. It's gonna be okay. That's what she needs, not to be a CIA agent. But wait, when we get back, we're going to break right now, but when we get back, I'm going to tell you about the Army's new recruitment video, which takes wokeness to a new level. I'll bet you cannot wait. You haven't lived till you've heard this.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.